Whole Story Audio presents an unabridged recording of Judgment by Joseph Finder, narrated by January Lavoie.
1. A perfect May night in Chicago. Warm, but not quite balmy. A soft breeze coming in off the lake, carrying with it the faint murmurings of traffic from Michigan Avenue 20 floors below. Juliana was sitting alone on one end of a couch on the peninsula's rooftop terrace, still wearing her conference lanyard, still wired from the speech she had given 2 hours earlier. She'd delivered a talk on the rules of evidence in front of 500 people, and it had gone really well. She tended to be self-critical, but she also knew when she'd hit a home run. Rules of evidence wasn't exactly a sexy topic, but she had her own take on it, and people seemed to respond. She'd just had a drink with 6 fellow attendees, all judges from Indiana, and she was talked out. Mostly, she'd been the center of attention, which was flattering for a while and then exhausting. For now, she wanted to sit by herself, not in her room with CNN keeping her company, but out here on the terrace in the refreshing breeze off Lake Michigan. Be in her own head. She dropped her lanyard on the glass-topped coffee table and scanned an array of magazines fanned out in front of her. One caught her eye, a travel magazine with a cover story about Spain, and she started leafing through it, keeping one eye out for a server. But she was still wired. Another drink? She almost never did that. One drink. That was her limit. Her mother, Rosalind, had been a drinker. Rosalind never drank at work, but at night and particularly on the weekends, she drank too much. When Juliana was 12, Rosalind had taught her how to make a pitcher of martinis, she called it, as if martinis were discrete entities with a shape and form, like eggs, and you could count how many were in the pitcher if you looked really hard. So Juliana generally did what her mother couldn't, stopped at just one drink. But tonight she was keyed up and thought, what the hell? She waved over a server and was about to order another Sancerre when she changed her mind once again and ordered a Pellegrino and lime. She went back to her magazine, The Unknown Majorca, the piece promised. She felt someone's eyes on her, and she glanced up. When she saw nobody looking her way, she felt a little silly. Too much time in the spotlight, she told herself with a laugh. Having delusions of grandeur. Black robe disease. Juliana Brody was in her early 40s, but as her mother liked to say immodestly, she had good genes. She looked younger.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?